That's what we need in a busy world. And welcome to the man behind that song, the wonderful baritone voice of Alan Harris. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing great, man. Thank you for having me here in your lovely city.
It's a pleasure. We've been on a bit of a tour around the European continent, Moscow, or Moscow, as you guys say, on the other side of the pond. Where else you been?
I was in Serbia, Berlin, Austria. Earlier in the year, I was in Italy. Then I went to Madrid, Spain.
Yeah.
And now I'm here.
And now we got you. We got you for the London Jazz Festival and appearing at the Crazy Cox, which is a venue down near the iconic Piccadilly Circus down there. You're celebrating the music of Tony Bennett and Bill Evans.
Yeah, man.
From one of your albums from a few years back called Convergence, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So who's with you? I mean, you're here on your own with your guitar. So feel free to comp along, by the way, anytime you like.
Sure. Thinking that.
Tell us about your show.
Well, I'm doing a duet with a wonderful pianist who I played with when I came to London a while ago with a band at Ronnie Scott's, a guy named Robin Asplund.
Yeah.
Are you familiar with him?
I know the name.
He's very good. We're doing a duet. We're trying to duplicate. Well, not duplicate. We're just going to put my own stamp on these iconic albums that Tony Bennett and Bill Evans did in the 70s. Great.
And you got a bit of a fan in Tony Bennett as well.
I love him. I mean, he was a mentor of mine for a while. As a vocalist, what better person to look up to? He's just a font of knowledge and experience. And he says he likes me, which is even better.
Dude, that's pretty cool from him.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. So he's heard Convergence and he's into that, I take it.
Yeah, they sent me a nice note saying that they're really proud of it and they like it and it gave them credence. It was really a pleasure to hear from them, from his camp and from him, that they really loved it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And, we know your name, obviously, from your album Black Bar Jukebox. We play Catfish a lot here on Jazz FM. But you also were involved with one of our good friends, Alex Webb, who's a musician here, a writer, and he wrote this fabulous show called Cafe Society, and you took part in the New York edition of that, and it was like sold out, a feeding frenzy to come and see you guys. You were with Sharnay Wade and Cyril M.A., two of our other favourites. That was quite some experience for a couple of weeks, I imagine, to bring that show to New York, where Cafe Society originally was. I mean, give us a little background from your perspective about the history and the importance of that particular thing.
Well, the guy who put it on, I'm trying to think of his name, but he had the wherewithal to get a cafe together of jazz, of disenfranchised artists who were kind of blackballed at the time. He took a chance and had them perform in his club and became a hot spot. It was a wonderful place. And Alex Webb brought the show over to America and put us together, and he wrote some wonderful arrangements, wrote a couple of songs too, and was gracious enough to say, "Alan, would you like to perform?" And I said, "Sure, who's in it?" Sharnay and Cyril and me. And it was a 3-week run. It was wonderful. And the wife of the owner of the club, and for the life of me, I cannot remember the name, she came out with her family, and they loved it. It was 3 weeks. The Times rated it one of the best shows of the year. I had fun with it.
Yeah, there was a lot of sort of racial segregation in America at the time, mm-hmm. and Cafe Society bucked the trend there and brought people together, didn't they?
It really did. It was a rough time in America. McCarthyism was ready to kick in. People like Lena Horne and that performed at it, Billie Holiday. It was a place for them to come and just expose their wares to an eclectic crowd, white and black, didn't matter who you were. You just enjoyed the music. Some of the jazz greats played there. Some whose names probably don't even know who they are. You know, they just went by the wayside, but they were in the backup bands of Duke Ellington and that. I love the show.
You've got your guitar on your lap, and it's shouting at me. Me, me, me. Ooh. Are you going to give us a little go on that?
Yeah, sure.
Give us a couple of minutes of something, Alan. Alan Harris.
Oh, I was in England. I thought I'd do that for you.
What was that, Cream, right? Yeah.
Just let me mess with you, Chris, okay?
You're messing, don't worry.
I'm in London. What the heck? I might as well just play a little British rock for you, you know? I have my guitar here. I'm going to play a little maybe tonight with my friend Robin. And just strum. I woke up this morning, sun in my eyes. Another night I spent alone, comes as no surprise. and that we had a quarrel, and it tore my little heart in two. So I'm telling you, sweet darling, I can't live my life without you. Just a little taste.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
That's what we're talking about.
Hey,
you see,
man.
It's so engaging. It's a living and breathing art form, music. It just is there, and it feels good. You're reminding us that it's something to feel. I love that. And Alan Harris is going to be at the Crazy Cox for a couple of nights. Is it three nights you're down there?
Yeah, I'm there for 3 nights, and I'm looking forward to it. Show starts at 8 p.m., and I'm going to reenact those two albums that Tony Bennett and Bill Evans did.
Yeah, and then a big show on Friday. You join Alex, who we were talking about, and the likes of Sandra Nkake, French singer of African descent, and Frank Griffiths Festival Tentet for the celebration of the great Billy Strayhorn.
Yeah.
Now, for those that are uninitiated, tell us about Mr. Strayhorn, because he's there right in the DNA of African-American music.
He sure is. He hails from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. My wife is from Pittsburgh. At age 17, he was discovered by Duke Ellington. And he wrote this song at age 16, Lush Life. You know, I used to visit all the very gay places. I'm going to do that song with Alex. And he wrote the A-Train. He wrote I did a tribute to him, an album years ago with Eric Reed.
Yeah, pianist.
Pianist, wonderful. We're doing a tour of it now.
Eric Reed.
Oh, isn't he great?
Yeah, yeah.
We're doing it in New York at Lincoln Center's Dizzy's in another 2 weeks. We're doing a week there. And we're doing Billy Strayhorn, which was an unsung hero a few years ago, but now there's such a resurgence of his career because they've mined the American Songbook so much, now they're dipping into other things, and Billy Strayhorn is in the forefront with his wonderful music, and I happen to be a purveyor of it. Ten years ago, I did this album, not knowing that it would explode as it's exploding now on the scene. So Alex has written some nice arrangements for it, gotten some musicians and some artists. And what's the name of the young lady that's going to be with me?
Sandra Nkake.
I've not performed with her yet, but I'm looking forward to it.
She's great. She's done some wonderful stuff, including with Gregory Porter. So she's going to be right at home there. And that's at Cadogan Hall, by the way, near Sloane Square in Chelsea on Friday. And I think there's still tickets for that. And you can find all the details of that, efglondonjazzfestival.org.uk. Well, I've said it before, I'm going to say it again to singers of your ilk. When I grow up, I want a voice like yours.
Oh, well, I'll lend it to you for a few pounds.
Appreciate that. There's a lot of trouble in this world, but a voice like Alan Harris on Jazz FM soothes and just washes away the pain. Thank you, sir, for coming.
Oh, thank you very much.
Let's play this, My Foolish Heart from Convergence, the sort of music you can hear at Crazy Cox tonight.
The scene is set for dreaming. Love is knocking at the door. But oh my heart, I'm reluctant to start. For we've been fooled before. The night is like a lovely tune. Beware, my foolish heart. How white the ever constant moon. Take care, my foolish heart. There's a line between love and fascination that's hard to see on an evening such as this. For they both give the very same sensation when you're lost in the magic of a kiss. Her lips are much too close to mine. Beware, my foolish
But should our eager lips combine, then let the fire start. For this time it isn't fascination or a dream that will fade and fall apart. Yes, it's love. This time it's love, my foolish heart.